healthcare. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And our program today is brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Tallgrass Motors, and it is powered on Facebook Live by RFS Bank. Well, we got a little bit of music going on today, and that means that we've got our friends here from the First Presbyterian Church. We have Kathy and Diana with us. Ladies, first of all, welcome and Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you.
Now, I understand Christmas is in the air at First Presbyterian.
Oh, absolutely.
What we got going on?
Well, we have this year, the first time, we've had Lenten series every year, but we're having an Advent concert series. Mm-hmm. It will be every Wednesday at about 12:15.
Yes.
Featuring local musicians. And it will be about, 15 to 20 minutes of music, so people can come in and have a sack lunch, which will be provided by Presbyterian Women. I think the cost is
$5.
$5, that's it?
Yeah. Yep. And it's a good sandwich.
Well, you know something? This sounds like the best stress beater for the holiday I've ever heard.
Absolutely. You can take a break and come in during your lunch hour, listen to some pretty music, and just kind of relax and take a deep breath.
Recharge on a Wednesday.
You know, something with Advent that kicked off on Sunday, you know, everyone has that glow, that charge. It's like, yes, yeah, Christmas is coming, great, you know. But boy, as the weeks go on, it's like, I'm still excited for Christmas, but oh boy. But like you said, a great recharge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a nice recharge. And I think we've got a good slate of performers mm-hmm. coming up. So it starts this week.
It starts this Wednesday. The wonderful thing about it is all of the performers that we have lined up mm-hmm. are local performers.
I've mm-hmm. noticed that when I took a look at the list.
Yes.
Yes, and our first one this week, we're starting off with a bang. We've got Lauren Green. He's a cellist, but mostly well known as the maestro of the Bartlesville Symphony.
My goodness sakes, you're just starting it right off with a bang, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah,
And he is an excellent cellist, and so it'll be just a pleasure to hear that. To hear him play. So we do encourage people to come.
And that'll be December 1st at 12:15.
Yes.
At First Presbyterian Church.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Now tell us a little bit about some of these other artists that we have coming up.
Okay.
Well, on December 8th, the following week, we have Anjanette Webster, and she will be singing and playing. She's kind of our local chanteuse. She is really talented, comes from a very gifted musical family, mm-hmm. and will be doing a lot of her original works. She has an album. I don't know if it's out or coming out, but she does have an album of Christmas music. So she will be performing some of her songs from this album, her Christmas album. So it's going
to
be
a taste
wonderful.
Of that there for a little bit. Ooh,
yeah. Yes.
That's special. So you got two heavy hitters right in a row.
Right in a row.
And then we don't slack off on the 15th, do we?
No. On the 15th, we have an a cappella quartet. They are primarily singers. Well, let's just say they all met in the Bartlesville Choral Society. So these are good singers. Susan Mueller is going to be the soprano, and she conducted the Choral Society for years. I think she's also conducting the upcoming Messiah, which is soon.
It's the 5th, I believe.
I think it's the 5th. I think it's this coming. Is it this coming week? I think it is.
Yeah, it's this coming,
week, this coming Sunday. The alto is Lisa Soles. Yours truly is going to be singing tenor on this one.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, and Mark Beckwith will be singing baritone. So it's going to be a nice arrangement of Renaissance to contemporary, primarily a cappella music. So
that is something that you just don't hear a lot. You hear it every once in a while, and you say, wow, that's a beautiful sound.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to really kind of take it to church, as they
right,
say.
Right, we're taking it to church. And you think of Christmas carolers.
Oh.
And this is a little like that, but not necessarily some of the standard carols that you would mm-hmm. expect to hear out of Christmas carolers.
So we're going to have a little surprise here and there, huh?
Yeah.
Look at that. She's giving it away right there. Smiling big, going, yeah, it could be.
Yeah, it could be. And then our final performer on December 22nd is a young man, name of William Pattison. William grew up here in town and is now attending Texas A&M down in College Station. I think he was known here primarily as a percussionist, went to Allstate and all that, you know. Also, I think as a singer, he went to Allstate. He was selected for the choir as well. But he's a gifted musician, but decided over the summer, that he wanted to learn to play the pipe organ.
Well, that's just a little bit of a tall order, isn't it?
Well, kind of, yeah. So he started taking lessons with Dr. Randy Thompson here in town. And Randy called me. He said, "You've got to hear this kid." And he said, "He's amazing." And I thought, well, you know, okay. Anyway, and I was sitting in my office at my church, and I could hear this music coming out of the sanctuary, the organ. I thought, my goodness, who is that in there playing? And I poked my head in there, and there was this young man I'd never seen before, and it was William. And he'd only been playing for 2 months. And he just blew me out of the water with his ability at this instrument.
He's so enthusiastic about it. I mean, he's just...
It kind of courses through his system, doesn't it?
Yes. It's like he has found his instrument, and it turns out to be a pipe organ. He was telling me that his dream job would be to be the chapel organist at West Point. He is in the Army Corps at Texas A&M. Yeah. So he's down there, but they don't offer a music degree. I think he's studying economics. But that's really, I mean, you can see his heart and soul turns out to be in the pipe organ. And he is...
And it's always so fun to watch people who love it that much.
And love what they're doing.
They're just so enthusiastic about it. And it makes your heart happy.
That joy just kind of radiates from that person outward, doesn't it?
Yeah. It truly does. Yeah. And this is his debut concert.
Oh, wow.
So it'll be kind of fun to be a part of that.
You know something? They're going to have to start parking that old joke. If you're trying to learn music from a drummer, don't. Because if he's a... That's what they used to tell me. So he just plays the drums. I'm like, going, well, he's got to know something.
Oh,
and then next thing you know, you got this guy. He's all over the place. Mm-hmm. I've been told that he moves his feet on the pedals as fast as he moves his fingers on the keyboard.
It's absolutely true. I was listening to him practice one of the Bach cello suites.
Wait a second. 6 months down the road, he's doing Bach?
Yep, Bach. Yes. And it completely puts me to shame. I'm the organist there, but... I play at the organ. I'm not really an organist. This young man is an organist.
Wow.
And he's an organist's organist. He is really, really good.
Wow.
And he's relatively new to the instrument, but will just blow you out of the water.
That is on December 22nd.
Yes. He is the one who's closing us out in grand style.
Wow.
On that big instrument, so it'll be kind of fun.
Now, Diane, I have got a question for you. You're an elder with in evangelism. How does music in worship, how does that go hand in glove so well?
When you lift up your voice to the Lord it's coming from your heart. Mm-hmm. You're singing praises. You take scripture from Sunday and you wrap it into your hymns. And it gives the congregation and the people attending church an opportunity to share their joy with each other.
And music is a universal language. So it's not going to, people won't be, what's that?
Right. And it's just, to me, you have different congregations and they do different types of music, but it's music that... Bottom line, it's music, and we're all participating in that.
You know, I've often been said that when you have the tones, you have the notes, you have the togetherness, you know, you're reaching some sort of a harmonic that reaches to heaven.
I believe that.
I've been told that as a kid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So. I believe it's one of those gifts that God gave us. Because if you think about it, music doesn't necessarily keep you alive, but it enhances our lives in a way that nothing else can.
Yes.
It gives us beauty, and it gives us, you know, you think about going out and dancing, and think of the different types of music there are.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And people who are rabid fans of this person or that person or this musician or that band or, you know, or this classical music or but this genre of classical music. Mm-hmm. It's really incredible, but yet it's out there and it will touch you.
As a small child, I was introduced to a wide variety of different types of music. Of course, we went to church, so we had church music. Mm-hmm. But anything that had to do from Bach to Brahms, to Beethoven, to Buck Owens, to the Beatles. Uh-huh. Yes, I had my B's in there.
You
that
got your
the
B's.
Boy, I mean, it was just all around. And
don't forget your big band.
And, oh, yeah. Believe me.
Yeah.
That was one of my first shows on the radio. I was working on a Sunday afternoon, and I said, what's a Woody Herman? And they said, well, play the record, and you'll hear. I thought, well, okay, that's not too bad. Mm-hmm. But anyway, all of that coming together, I know that modern Christian music pulls from all these different genres.
Yes.
And there's really not one size fits all when it comes to praising with music, is mm-hmm. there?
No.
Nope.
You can wrap it all in. I remember I had the same type of situation in my family life where my parents listened to all kinds of music. Mm-hmm. And we'd do Sunday drives after church at First Presbyterian.
Yeah.
You know, and I got to listen to the old stuff of my dad's genre and the new stuff, just even in pop music. Mm-hmm. I mean, my knowledge of the lyrics of some of these songs, I have friends look at me and go, how do you know the words to that? You know,
I've heard it a few times.
Driving around in the car with my dad.
Well, you know? And I think about scripture.
Yeah.
And there will be a lot of times, I can't remember what the scripture was Christy quoted on Sunday. I'm not really a biblical scholar,
sure.
But yet there it was, and I thought, oh, that's Messiah. I know how to sing that.
Yeah, exactly.
And there'll be a lot of times in the choir anthems that our choir will sing, and I'll think straight out of scripture, but it's been set to music, and we learn a lot of it that way.
Wow. When I figured out that it doesn't matter what you put into the words, as long as it comes out right. Mm-hmm. It was the Byrds back in the 60s that did a song called Turn, Turn, Turn.
Oh, yes.
That came from the Bible. And I said, well, they just quoted the Bible, because I remember that just 2 Sundays ago.
Yes.
And I'm
hearing
this on a rock song on the radio. And I said, well, you know, maybe it's not a cookie cutter thing.
It isn't. Well, and you consider all the artists, the pop artists.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis had a Christmas album. I mean, they got so many.
He had a lot of gospel stuff.
A lot of gospel stuff, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's so many different ways that our appreciation for God and the gift that He has given us can be expressed.
And one of the best ways that you can take it right out of the middle of the week of your hustle and bustle and enjoy just great music as we're now in Advent is to go to the First Presbyterian Church on December 1st, the 8th, 15th, and 22nd at 12:15.
Yes.
And enjoy this concert series. Mm-hmm. I'm calling it a concert series. I don't know if I'm doing it right or not.
I think that's right.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. And they're short concerts. They're not long. Mm-hmm. They're short. They just give you a little little time to just unwind.
Open to the entire community.
Yeah.
Come over from work on your lunch hour. Just sit and relax.
Get a sack lunch if you want.
Sack lunch for $5. You can't beat that.
No.
You can't get that anywhere these days.
Yeah. No. So, and we're not trying to undercut any of the wonderful restaurants that we have around here.
No, of course not.
But we know that if you're going to come here to the concert, your time is going to be limited.
Yes.
So,
and for folks who haven't been to First Presbyterian, tell everybody where you're located, because now they've heard where they can just get away from it all and really escape into something beautiful.
We are directly west of the Price Tower at 5th and Dewey.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, directly west. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a modern-looking church building, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But just right across
right
the street
there on the corner.
Yeah, right on the corner of 5th and Dewey.
Yeah.
Sweet. This is really going to be great. Now, we've got, of course, the season of Advent underway. People are in the Christmas mood. And a lot of times, we just need that little positive reinforcement. It's like, oh, please. Oh, thank you.
Yes, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this?
We know why we're doing this, but we don't know why we're doing the other stuff.
Yes, exactly.
That kind of brings you home, doesn't it? Right in the middle of the week when you need it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yes.
Wow, sweet. Have you been cooking up this idea for a while?
We'll give this time.
It was one of, you know, last year with the pandemic and everything, our Christmas activities were so limited.
Yes.
And so going into this Advent season, I just had this sense of excitement and I wanted to do something. I wanted to bring the community together. I wanted to offer them something. You know, it's inside. It's a warm, safe place. You can sit. You can relax. You don't have to do anything but listen and enjoy. And so I asked Kathy, you know, what would you think about, you know, we've done our Lenten musical moments mostly, but what would you think about doing an Advent series this year? And she absolutely loved the idea. She's responsible for getting all of our performers together. So
well, I love it,
it's a collaborative effort.
So much of the music that people will hear are going to be pieces that they might at least have a passing familiarity with. And so they can kind of sit there and even think of the words. I know this tune. I know, you know, I know some of this music.
And this is going to be wonderful.
Oh, I think it's going to be really nice. So I'm looking forward to it.
I am too. I'm very excited about it.
And it starts this Wednesday.
You know something? Careful what you ask for. Because this looks like one of these things that's going to go on for maybe 20, 50 years.
I hope it does.
You hope it does? Well, great.
We will write a handbook to leave to the next person.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much, Kathy Stewart, Diana Williams, both of you from the First Presbyterian Church here in Bartlesville. Don't forget, Advent Musical Moments, every Wednesday from noon to 1, and to get underway around 12:15-ish at First Presbyterian Church, 505 South Dewey. That's December 1st, 8th, 15th, and 22nd. And just come in and just let it take you away, if you will. Brown bag lunches will be available for $5, and we want to thank the Presbyterian ladies for doing that.
Absolutely.
So you know you're going to get well fed.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
So